to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
And I second.
So any discussion, I wanted to propose that we take the resolutions concerning the signature cards, of which there are three, and include them in the consent agenda. Is that acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds
yes.
Great.
Is there any reason not to do that that you're aware of, Jim? Okay, so that is resolution, that's action item D, E, and F.
Right.
Okay.
Commissioner McClure, I'd also like to remove the executive session. We won't be needing an executive session today.
Okay. So the agenda as it stands then, the consent agenda includes items, the action items D, E, F, and we have removed the executive session.
Should I make another motion for that?
No, it's just been amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, done. So, public comment. Is there anyone that would like to address the commission?
Ralph, seeing as how I'm going to step up, I will. Do you want me to stand up, identify myself?
You definitely need to identify yourself.
My name is Mike Chesmore. I've been in this county a little while. Several times since before the planting of the mooring balls on the southern exposure east side of the ferry dock, before they were even put there, I suggested that they put them over here, and they said, the tribal people, they want them there. I said, oh, okay. Tribal boats that have been out there, usually go to the crab rocks on a southern exposure. If someone doesn't understand the term southern exposure, please say so. We all understand? Okay. Three or four of those crab boats that were on that southern exposure rolled over on those mooring balls. Why? Simple, southern exposure. Where does the wind come from around here? Out of the south. And it doesn't take long for a head of steam to build up big waves to hit boats there, any boats, not just the crab boats, and cause them severe difficulty. Besides that, if I tie up there and I want to come in for, let's say, a hamburger, I have to take my boat into the beach and then maybe not be able to get back to my boat because why? The southern exposure. So if I row it over to the marina, I have to pay $5 to tie up, of which there's a lot of marinas around here. Don't charge people to tie up their skiffs, because when I asked the other ports, why don't you charge? They said, well, sometimes people just want to come in and have a sandwich, go up, look at our community. I said, you know, that's a good idea, because I'm rambling. Just work with me. I've got a traumatic brain injury from a mooring rod explosion. So the people come in, pay their $5 to tie up, and then go up, get something to eat. The weather comes up. Now they can't get back to their boats, besides having to wait for the ferry boat to come in and park, and then they have to give the ferry boat something like, I don't know, 100 meters clearance out behind them. So if they're rowing, that makes it even tougher. Those things may be coming up before too long for an inspection to determine whether they're still safe and viable for boats to tie up to them. At that time, if they need to be changed or something, I recommend that they be put over here into the cove. And the other thing is, I suggested that we build a dive park like Edmonds, and I got a round, good idea. Oh, that's wonderful. Then I asked one of the port commissioners later on, after I had brought it up at two different meetings, I caught him right here in the community center. I said, hey, so what do you think about the idea of putting a dive park out here? And I think a dive park would generate people coming in to pay the $5 to tie up and go up and put money into our community. He said, well, I must not have been at that meeting. I made sure that all the port commissioners and you were at those meetings when I brought it up to maybe put a dive park out there. So if you just don't want me to bring it up anymore, I won't. If you want me to put it in the paper to ask the community, and sadly enough, the community doesn't really get too involved in their port. Maybe they don't understand that even if they live out of Country Corner, they are part of the port of Kingston. Anyway, blah, 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 ramble, ramble. There was something else too, but I can't remember it right now.
Well, if you think of it again before the end of the meeting, there'll be another opportunity to bring it up.
It's very kind of you, Mary.
It's not kind.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you have to say.
I know.
The dive park, I think we'll have an opportunity to revisit that.
Yeah.
A new day, Mike.
There's a couple of vessels out there that are sunk, uh-huh. And they're down so far into the sand and mud that they're not going to be removed. I've had divers go down there and recover 6 or 7 anchors off of one of those wrecks down there. So the area probably should be marked. We don't have it marked on any charts. It should be marked that there are wrecks down there and don't anchor in that area. But then again, a large portion of boaters don't look at charts for wrecks in a mooring or anchoring area. Other than that, I was going to suggest that we leave a bathroom open to the public, to some of the people that may have problems with maybe their plumbing at their house or something. But that would mean if it was unlocked, then the public would get in there, and Jesus, the public would just really, a portion of our community would really rank in public restrooms. So, pardon me, just disregard that last one.
Okay.
Please continue.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for caring enough to come and bring these things up.
Oh, of course.
Okay, our next item is, is there any other public comment? One thing we're going to start trying to do is to make sure that the people that come to the meeting, that we have some record. And so we're really going to ask people to sign up and be sure that you identify yourself before you talk, so that we know who it was. The consent agenda are basically routine matters that will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, the item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. And at this point, the consent agenda includes the approval of the regular meeting minutes from February 28th, the two special meeting minutes of March 6th and March 13th, approval of warrants, and 3 resolutions relating to updating account signature cards, one with Kitsap County Treasurer's Office, one with Columbia Bank, and one with Kitsap Bank, to reflect new Commissioner Steve Heacock. Those are all included in the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
And then can I second, because I wasn't here for the February or the 6th or the 13th, so I wasn't. What if we should separate that out just for protocol? I mean, I'm happy to second.
Well, I would be, if that has concern at all, I'd be happy to second. I don't think there's a reason me not to. Okay. So
pardon me.
Good.
Are you a port commissioner?
I am now.
Thank you. Your name is?
Steve. Steve Heacock, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Welcome to board.
Thank you.
Of course.
Any further discussion of the consent agenda?
I don't have any.
Okay. All in favor of approving the consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Financial report that has been prepared by Hearthstone and...
this was delivered to you early last week via email. Typically, every quarter we have our accountant actually come in and do a detailed summary. In the interim of that, we provide the information for the commission, and any questions that arise, we can answer them. The three areas, and Juanita, I apologize, she couldn't be here today. She's in Iowa, of all places. the three things she wanted to bring to your attention was employee medical seems out of whack. It's because the December payment was made in January, and that put us over, but it will even out by the end of the year. Of course, legal fees, we didn't anticipate the continuation of legal fees, so that seems to have a little bit of a bump. She also wanted to bring to your attention the office supplies. The office supply category, which is $5,000 over budget, reflects all of the new furniture and stuff in the new office. So that was all put in. But she's confident that by the end of the year, that will also balance out. Soundrunner ferry expense, as you know, we sold the red boat, but in fact, we had to pay some money. So that reflects the money we paid to remove the Soundrunner ferry. Right. So those are the things. With all that, we're actually remaining pretty close to budget if you take out those things.
So does the $235,000 for Soundrunner ferry expense, does that include the repayment to the FTA?
Yes.
Okay, so that's we're done. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yay. Right. Any other questions about that? Questions or points of discussion?
No, I don't have any questions about it.
No.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, then the next item is the swearing in and welcome of our new Court Commissioner, Steve Heacock. And Steve, I think we should stand up.
I think so.
And I thought Jim and I thought it would be a good idea to repeat the swearing in, even though you have already.
Excellent, yes.
So. I, Steve Heacock, do solemnly swear.
I, Steve Heacock, do solemnly swear.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified to assume the office of Port of Kingston, District 9. That's Port of Kingston,
yes.
District 9. Commissioner, District 1.
That, I'm sorry.
That I'm legally qualified to assume the office of Port of Kingston, District Number 9.
That I'm legally qualified to assume the office of Port of Commissioner, District 9.
Commissioner, District 1.
Commissioner, District 1.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States and the state of Washington.
And laws of the United States and the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties
of this office to the best of my ability.
Of this office to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. And I'd like to comment that, in fact, it is a new day.
It is a new day.
It is a new day. So, Jim, did you want to talk to the question of the election of commission officers?
Sure. So every January we have an election of officers. And in our commission bylaws, we basically rotate people through that position unless one of the people does not want to assume the position of chair. In the interim, before Commissioner Heacock was here, Mary McClure was the chair, and by law we needed a secretary, so Laura Grunwald is secretary. There are three positions, the chair, a vice chair, and secretary, and it's up to the commission now to decide how the order of that will be. Traditionally, I should point out that Laura would be in line for the next chair position. So if I might recommend nominations that would allow that to happen in an easy manner in January.
So that would entail if we were going for minimal disruption at this point, mm-hmm. myself as chair, mm-hmm. Laura as vice chair, and Steve as secretary. Mm-hmm. Is there a nomination, a motion to that effect?
I so move.
Second.
And then further discussion.
Excellent.
Zip, zip, zip. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. So our next two resolutions have to do with canceling a couple of warrants. This is C and G. And one is because we needed to pay with a credit card that whoever we sent the check to didn't accept checks, and then the other, Juanita is not here, is reissuing a canceled warrant that wasn't received after it was sent out. So is this anything that you can answer any questions if they exist about?
Not really, in that the medical is for Commissioner Medical that we didn't have before, so we went to a new policy, and we were unaware that they didn't take business checks, so we had to do it with a credit card, so that's been done. And the second is just a reissue of the check to Jonathan Smith for $21.
He didn't cash it or he lost
it. He didn't cash it or he lost it, so
it
never
arrived in the mail.
Oh, right.
There's $21.
Yeah.
So I should make a motion?
Yes. Two, and perhaps you could combine them, the two warrants, if you want.
Make a motion to approve resolution to cancel warrant 33059 and resolution to, and also resolution council warrant number 32178.
I second.
Any further discussion?
No.
I appreciate the giving us all the information that we need to understand what's happening.
Absolutely, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Done. Okay, the IT contract with Olympic Education Service District, I think is the name of that. You want to talk that through with us, Jim?
So we've had a discussion about our IT support. As we're all aware, in the last 5 years, the internet technology has gotten to a point now where it's hard for any small government or any business to really survive without good support. We have been under contract with a company, Help Desk Calvary, who's done a great job for us. They've worked with us for the last 5 years. It became evident when we were going through our public records cases that we needed more support. Not that they weren't doing a good job, but they didn't have the technology to really go in and give us all the internal support we needed. And as computers get more sophisticated, printers and networks, we really needed that support. Help Desk Calvary has a way of doing business that's all online. So they very seldom come to the port. They actually take over your computer, try to fix it. It's an onerous process that staff sometimes gets frustrated with. They're a small company with small staff. I've personally worked with OESD. They are the education component that actually does work with all the schools to put their IT programs together. So I met with them 2 weeks ago and talked to them about what their resources were, and their resources are vast. I mean, they can do forensic investigations, they can set up networks. They work a little differently than Help Desk Calvary, where they station an employee at your facility one day a week. So we know that on Tuesday there will be somebody there that can fix our problems, load our software, on a weekly basis. It worked very well for me in my past career, and they were our IT support. And I wanted to give the commissioners an opportunity to at least look at their proposal and what they do. They're considerably more than Help Desk Calvary. This year we paid Help Desk Calvary $12,000. We pay a straight $1,000 a month. OESD is $19,800. So it would be a $7,000 increase, but we would, I believe we would get a lot more support out of that. So we don't necessarily need to make a decision today. I wanted you to be aware, see the numbers. You have a proposal from OESD on what they would provide and how they would provide it. So this is pretty much for discussion, and if the commission would like to take action, we can do that.
I personally would like to take some time to look it over, and I propose not to take action today until we get a chance to look it over.
And if there's any questions, Carl Miller would be happy to come and do a formal presentation to you all to show you his capabilities. So if that's something you want to do in the next meeting, let me know and we'll arrange that.
I would like that.
Could we do that at a work session?
Sure.
At a work session, and then maybe we can take action next time.
You can't take a work action at a work session.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So
no, but at the later regular meeting, we take action.
Yeah.
Have the presentation in a session. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'd like to comment that in my previous role with the Kitsap Regional Coordinating Council, Carl was a very strong participant in the countywide KITnet that was the IT directors for all of the public agencies in Kitsap County. And my experience is that he's an extremely thorough, level-headed guy who gets government, totally.
Well, one of the things we should keep in mind of this is that OESD is a government.
Yeah.
So they work for the school district, so they understand government, they understand how government works, and that's a real plus for small ports like ourselves.
Okay, so you'll invite him to come make a presentation. We'll have had a chance to review the proposal, and then we'll take action at the next meeting, one way or the other. Okay. So, anything further on the OESD IT issue? Okay. So, that moves us to the notice of award for Vet Industrial and the proposed contract for Washington Boulevard Park.
So, as you're aware, we're getting close to the start of Washington Boulevard Park construction. And we went out to bid, and on February 23rd, we opened bids. During that period, I don't know if you saw this. This is on our website, so you can have a copy of that.
Yes, I did see that. Thank you. Yeah.
February 23rd, we opened bids, and the proposed apparent low bidder was Olympic Peninsula Construction. Under further investigation, we realized that they forgot to provide subcontractor information for us in their bid packet, which disqualified them from the bidding process. I've talked to Dan Fisher, the owner, and although not happy, he understands that it was his mistake and his error. The second low bidder was Vet Industrial. Now, I should mention that it was very clear during our pre-bid conference, which everybody was represented, that we were basing our award on the base bid amount. There was an alternate amount, too, that we asked the contractors, if we were to take out rain gardens, what would that look like? To today, I still do not have county concurrence that we can remove those rain gardens. So we are going forward with the idea that we are going to do the full bid, base bid. If a month from now we get concurrence from the county, we can talk about removing those rain gardens, but not until then. So Vet Industrial was the second bidder we went to. We checked their references. I talked to the project manager for the U.S. Corps of Engineers. I also talked to Washington State Parks and Recreation, their project coordinator. Vet Industrial gets very high marks, being on budget, on time. So they did a project for Paulsboro Fire Department, but I was not able to get a hold of Bruce Peterson. I tried to call him again today, and with no answer, so he's the assistant chief. But everything from the state and the U.S. Corps of Engineers was very positive to them. So that leaves us with a bid amount of $312,436.51, which puts us right on budget for our $400,000 part. We've spent about $76,000 to date. In the packet, I believe I included a... Did we include a notice in the red letter? Yes, we did. So this is the letter I proposed to send out to them in the packet. And I also have a proposed contract for you all, I believe. Did they get that in their email? They got it in email. So if you want to see a copy of your of the proposed contract, we have that for you to review again.
I read through that contract, and it looked very tight and tidy, I felt.
Does it include a essentially a lien release?
A lien release.
That it basically agrees to forego liens.
It's our standard contract that our attorneys put together. It's a pretty comprehensive contract. So.
Good.
I'm not sure of the lien provision, but...
Okay. So I was a little confused by the background statement in the board packet that the contract has been awarded, because I think that's what
it
we're
is
doing
not
now.
Awarded.
Okay.
We're asking your permission to.
Yes.
Award.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. clarify that.
It's a good catch.
Yeah. Sorry.
This isn't specific to the contract, but it to the project. How is the project management on that going to work?
So. I don't know if you know, Ray Carpenter is in surgery as we speak.
Oh.
Ray was going to be our project manager for this. He's having knee surgery, and he's going to be out for a month. We want to move forward on this project. So what we've done is we've split it into three parts. I'm handling all the administration work from contracts to RCO grant obligations. Bob Helbach is doing all of the grading and infrastructure. So he'll be doing sprinkling, grading, and that work. And then Ray will be back, and he will be in charge of landscaping, which he does, as we all know very well. So we're going to team project manage.
I don't know that I mentioned this clearly earlier, a week ago or so, but I'm really eager for there to be very, very clear records of what the infrastructure, you know, what's in the ground and so on and so forth as we go forward, so that that's all available to Ray as basically grounds manager and harbor master as we go forward. So seems pretty straightforward to accomplish. Any other comments, thoughts?
No,
questions?
Thought it was, I got a chance to, this was the one you sent us via email. Yeah, it looked really good. That's all I had to say about it.
I wondered about the actual, is there a schematic of the park design that could go on the website or something like that? Is there one? I poked around a little bit and I didn't see it, but that does.
Yeah, it's the thing is that it's under the RFPs, and so I can see where
we'll pull it out.
Yes,
yeah.
We can
if
figure
we
out a way to
pull it out and
so
highlight it.
Here.
That would be really nice, because I did look around a little bit. And
it's in our governing and then the RFPs.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it right away, but I'll work it out so it's easier to find.
Terry has a new color copy that he did, so we should do it in four color.
Okay.
see what it is, what the...
Apparently, I'm on the agenda for KCAC to make a presentation. I was well and told. So.
What date is that?
Is it next week?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, Wednesday, yeah.
Next Wednesday?
So I'm going to try to make some big blow-ups for KCAC anyway.
Well, good.
There's not a whole lot to say about it, but we'll have some big pictures.
Is it just in relation to the Washington Park Boulevard project?
Just Washington.
Oh, okay.
That's just a part of the whole park district that there's going to be four or five of us talking about.
Okay.
Parks.
So speaking of KCAC, how is, this isn't on the agenda, I wanted to know how your role with them will be.
I have resigned my at-large position at KCAC. Okay. I did that last, I sent an email to Commissioner Gelder because the port has a representative.
Yes.
You know, Jim, that's great. So, yeah, that's been done.
Okay, I wanted to clarify.
Are you still planning on going to the meetings?
Oh, I probably will go to the meetings.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Just to see what's going on.
Yeah, because I go. Nobody goes.
And we notice it in our list.
You notice in the list that we're attending,
which is great. And what that allows us to do is even if you don't end up with two commissioners attending, it's set up so that you could.
Right.
Right, so I think we need a motion to approve the award of the Washington Boulevard Park contract to Vet Industrial.
I make a motion to approve the contract for the Washington Boulevard Park and the award to Vet Industrial.
And I second that motion.
Any further discussion?
No. Well, the only thing that was helpful with from Jim was to go over that, you know, detail about, you know, that bid amount and that this was very specific to the contract that was in hand. And that was real beneficial. We had a few folks that had questions about it, and I thought that was real helpful. Thank you.
So, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There we are.
Thank you.
So, State Auditor Report.
So a lot of you know about this already because we were so happy we couldn't keep our mouths shut, but the state auditor a few years ago gave us a clean bill of health from 2015-2016. That's a big deal. 2 years ago, as you're quite aware, we had some audit issues and we needed to clean up our house. We've spent the last 2 years doing just that, cleaning up our house, making sure things were the way they're supposed to be. It was difficult for the auditor in that we had been through three controllers during that time period. So we started with Scott, and then we went from Scott to Nancy, and then Nancy to Juanita. And for Juanita to pick up all the pieces and figure out where they were and have the state auditor to give us a big check mark was a big deal. So again, I give all the credit to Juanita, who worked really hard on it. But it's good news. We've got another audit at the end of next year. So every 2 years we go through this. They keep us honest.
So will they do 2 more years, do 17 and 18 at the end? Okay.
And what they audit is different every time. This time they were very much into financials and leases. Next time it might be, you know, something else that they audit. They try to keep you on your toes so you don't expect what they're going to do. But I have a feeling, and with Lacey on board right now on public records, that the next audit will be even better.
Okay, Comments, questions about the auditor report?
Comment. I was in on the audit findings, and it was so impressive how complimentary they were. They said it was so easy to work with Juanita and with the staff. They felt very welcomed. They really enjoyed it, that as much as you can enjoy an audit. But they enjoyed working with the Port of Kingston staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were impressed with how far everything had come and how good everything looked. And I really enjoyed hearing that. And I think everybody else did too.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's such a team effort.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, okay, Juanita, but in fact it is all of the pieces working together. It's really good. Okay, so another opportunity for public comment. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Frank?
Yeah, I do. Thank you for coming back. What does the Port of Kingston have anything, if anything, at all to do with the culvert construction on West Kingston Road? I'd sure be interested to look at the contract on that job. Anyway, could we give some thought to taking off the fee on bona fide tender tie-up? We're not talking about some guy coming with a fish. Well, that's a tender, sure. I'm talking about tenders, rowboats or little motorboats that come from vessels outside. Community water fountain downtown Kingston, antique. No water coming out of it. Is that because it's contaminated? And if it's contaminated, it probably doesn't need to be there anymore, even as a visual of historic days. I'm glad to see that solar power trash compactors in the county gone. Many of those were up underneath trees, solar powered. Also, if there wasn't somebody with me and had I got my hand caught in one of those otter traps, I might have been so startled that I might have fallen in the water, not gotten out, and I wouldn't have been able to bless you with all these complaints. I mixed feelings on otters, you know, on removal, killing, or trap alive, and then take them out in the woods and kill them. But for steel traps to be left there where a child or someone with challenges in thought processing might stick their hand down and go, "What's this?" and get their hand caught in it.
Mm.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Michael, on the fountain you're talking about, where is that fountain?
That's right there next to the crepe shop.
Oh.
I think there's an old cast iron bench there also.
Yeah, okay.
And it used to produce water. I went to get a drink there the other day rather than bother people in a line so long or going into a tavern, which at that particular moment of the day, I wouldn't have been allowed to go into the tavern.
Uh-huh.
So I went to get thought, oh, there's a fountain over there. I went over to get a drink, and there was nothing coming out of it.
Okay. Right.
I'm glad you asked. I was trying to visualize where
I was too.
I couldn't think where it was, but look into that maybe.
Who's in charge of that fountain?
I wondered about that because would it be related to the business there? I don't think, wouldn't it?
No, that's been here as long as I've been here, and I've been here since 58.
Yeah.
And I don't think that crepe shop's been there that long.
No.
So it's not on port property, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
It's in the right of way, though, probably.
Hmm.
I would guess. So it might be, this is one of those
you might be able to find
out. Is this actually in state right of way or county right of way? I'm going to poke that out a little bit.
We're just going to find out.
Yeah.
Great.
I have not seen the contract for the culvert replacement. It's not a port thing.
If I can figure out a way to change the date on that flashboard, I change it to January 2022.
You know, we could do a fundraiser for the last little bit of money for the Village Green of
yeah.
people who predict the date that it will actually be on.
Yes.
Any other public comment here? Okay. So, commissioner reports. This is our opportunity for commissioners to bring up things that they've noticed or concerned about,
mm-hmm.
things they've been doing, and that sort of stuff. I don't think vacations count.
I don't know.
Right.
I've been on vacation and you haven't.
Yeah. Right.
So, Steve, did you have anything you wanted to bring forward to us?
Well, it's been such a whirlwind of interviews. I mean, all within this month, you know, interviews and acceptance and then the swearing in here and at the auditor's office. And all of that has been just very exciting, I think. I'm very happy to be part of the team here. And I'm also pleased about several things. One of them is that positive auditor report coming from a similar place I have in the past worked for conservation districts. So they're a very similar, smaller government, if you will, and they're also audited. I know the stress of that audit procedure. Coming from that end of it, if you will, not the, you know, the oversight, if you will, but the actual staff end of it, and it is onerous. So it's quite an accomplishment. And we talked about the one of the things happening, the brochure that's going to go out. I think is. You know, we're going to probably hit that too. I think that'd be really important to highlight that. But I don't have anything specific. I'm very pleased about this project. That's going to be, you know, a jewel, if you will, in the port to pull the two parks together. I'm very pleased about that as well. Thank you.
And so, in a month, your life.
Yes.
You know, I do have the concern that with the whole thing that's been going on with the bridge, which came to my mind lately, how everybody has been kind of up in arms about it, that when they suddenly see us start tearing things up, it's going to be really important that we put something on the sign and on the website that this is, you know, fully explaining and all, because I don't think everybody knows what's going to be happening up there. And I think, like I said, having that going on for so long, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden doing this, we might get a backlash from that with people being, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
it will impede on getting around downtown to a degree.
Yeah.
So.
I've heard little tidbits about, oh, we're losing parking, which, you know, I don't know how you really relay that. It's the parking has been temporary.
Right.
I think that's been very clear, that additional parking has been temporary, but I think people are maybe going to comment on that too, but I don't know how much more you can highlight it. It's been highlighted that this is a temporary parking arrangement that Diamond is handling for us. So.
I didn't have a report so much as I had some things I wanted to ask you to talk to brief us on. Some to make sure that we're all up to speed, and others, because I too, we all hear comments from our people out there in the world. The first is I wanted to know what the status of the covered moorage project was. Would it be useful if I laid them out? The second is the status of the Kitsap Transit dialogue concerning the use agreement. And the third, Olympic Property Group's project. I had someone ask me recently whether or not we had awarded a contract to them to do some work for us, and I thought it would be useful in open session for you to address those three things.
What OPG project are we talking about, so?
It was not clear, and so I assumed and kind of poked, and I think it was related to the design work that they're doing. I understand on their nickel, not ours. Okay. And I just wanted to for you to clarify that.
Mm-hmm. So covered moorage continues to move forward. There are two main components, three really. One is gutters, and you've seen the gutter people working up there for the last week. Gutters should be done probably by the first part of next week, if not the end of this week. So the company is doing actually an excellent job on gutters. Mm-hmm. The big component that we've gone back and forth on is fall protection. So as you know, our employees go up on the roof, and L&I requires fall protection for them up there that they can clip into. The email that I got yesterday from the contractor said that they will be installing May 22nd and 23rd. So by the end of May, fall protection should be up. Probably a bigger concern is we have about a page and a half of punch list items that I really hope the contractor starts working on. Just little things that need to be completed. And it seems like that would be a help if they could have a crew down here working on them now. We have talked to the contractor, and he said he will be having a crew down here to finish that, so that by the end of May, the whole package will be done. So that's covered moorage. Kitsap Transit, I spent 2.5 hours yesterday in Bremerton with Kitsap Transit. It was our attorney, their attorney, John Clausen, and myself. They walked out of the meeting thinking we made real progress. I think that all of the questions have been answered. I think they gave more than we did, and Nick, don't write that in the newspaper. But I do think it was very good. It was a give and take. Well, can you live with that? No, I can't live with that. How about this? Obviously, it's not important what John Clausen and I think. It's what his board and this board thinks. We're trying to negotiate the best deal for our respective organizations. So the attorneys have promised us by Thursday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon we'll have a draft. If not, it'll be Friday morning. I will get you a draft of that, and John will make sure his board has a draft of that. The goal is, if we're close on Friday, that John will take it to his board on next Friday. And as soon as it's ratified by the transit board, we will call a special meeting for your consideration. Okay. But I would like to have this all wrapped up by the end of next week, if possible. But it was good.
So basically a special meeting next week, assuming that his board...
Yeah.
When does his board meet?
Next Friday.
Oh, next Friday. Okay.
Yeah. So we can do a concurrent meeting. I think John's going to know kind of something by Friday, but if not, we'll have ours the following Monday. OPG project, just for the other two commissioners, Mary and I have been talking to OPG for a year and a half probably. And it's not a secret that they have a desire to look at downtown Kingston to see what they can do to help some of the development in downtown Kingston. And John Rose, in an open meeting one day, said to the commissioners about, I don't know, 8 months ago, Mary, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire an architect, and I'm going to have him design something for your property, and I'm going to pay for it, and I'm going to present it to you and see what you think. We haven't seen that yet, but that's the goal. So the port has not let a contract with OPG. They are doing a kind of a visioning of their own that we would have the commissioners look at and certainly the community look at if we were to move forward.
In our conversations, there's been a lot of stress placed on the fact that it's probable, beyond possible, probable that what they might propose would be, as an idea, is an idea that we can use to bounce off of, not only us, but the community.
Right.
And I've talked quite a bit with them, OPG, about the importance of this being a starting point for a conversation, a stimulus for a conversation, but nobody anywhere thinks that that's whatever they come up with is where we think we ought to go. And so we'll be working pretty hard to come up with an approach to engaging a lot of discussion when we eventually see what they have. So, and I've been pretty pleased with their receptivity to that idea.
Yes.
So.
It was a very generous offer for them to make, and I was in on, I was sitting out in the audience on the meeting, I remember, when he made that offer, and I thought it was a really good idea to at least get another input.
At some point in the near future, I'd like to get you, Commissioner Heacock, to a meeting with John Rose,
yes,
just to sit down and just kind of talk about the port,
sure,
and the OPG and how we can work together. So.
That'd be excellent.
Okay. Anything else? Did you have anything else?
I have a bunch.
All right, go for it.
We'll be here till 9.
Okay, well, I actually will have to eat then at
some
point.
So this is no action. I just wanted to hand out the new org chart with Commissioner Heacock on it. So you have a copy of that. That will be posted on the website. Oh, Lacey, have you done it already?
It is on there.
Okay. So just so you're aware of what the org chart is. This is the schedule of commission meetings and work sessions that you can have in your file. And
thank you.
With that.
Yeah.
One of the things we're working on with our new attorney is coming up with policies and procedures that are so important. And two things that we've been working on is, number one, records retention and how we retain records and how long we retain records, and policies related to that. The other is something that I know Terry is really trying to work toward, and that's engagement on social media. So we have a draft policy here on social media and a draft policy on records retention. Obviously, the commission is the only body that can approve policies. So I'd like you to review these, make any corrections you might have. These came directly from our attorney. A couple things that are interesting on them is social media.
No, there's two separate things.
Yeah, there are two different things. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
One of the things that I don't even think about, but actually it came up the other day, was that not one of us is authorized to speak on social media on the board's behalf. Came up the other day, Sunday, I got a call from one of my employees who wanted to comment on Facebook about the dog park. And I'm glad he asked me.
Yes.
Because a lot of times employees will just say, no, that's not right. But it's a lesson for all of us to remember that none of us can speak for the port independently. We have to speak as a collective voice. So she put that in those policies, and I think it's really good for us all to read and refresh ourselves on how we deal with the press, how we deal with social media, how we deal with records. Anyway, for your review, let me know if there's anything that you would like changed. The next thing is, and I think Steve brought this up, I think Terry did an excellent job putting together the Fort of Kingston news that would be inserted in the community news. This is a draft that hasn't gone to the newspaper yet. I want you all to read it, you know, edit it, make scratches. You can take that ugly picture off the front. Anyway.
You have a nice tan there.
Yeah. If we could, by next Monday, have your comments. Mm-hmm. You can see there's an article on Washington Boulevard Park, and it talks about it. There's a drawing that talks about the park and how the park came about. So I think it's filled with good news. And remember, this goes to everybody in the Port District. It doesn't only go to our tenants. So if you don't have a boat, if you never come to Mike Wallace Park, you'd still get a copy of this in your newspapers. I especially like the aerial shot on the back showing all of our properties. That was really cool.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
And I think there is a comment on the bottom of the recent audit.
Right, yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, I think it's important for the citizens to know where our money comes from and where it goes. So the pie charts kind of show that. And I think it's important to know that how taxes are assessed. So anyway, any comments? That's all I need to tell you on that. And I think that's it. I got one more thing that Juanita wanted me to distribute. This is her profit and loss budget.
Oh, right.
Thing. So as you're aware, this is January and February, which means we should be close to 16.67% of our budget, and this will show you where we are at all categories with regard to that 16.67.
Related to the month-to-date sort of, yeah, right, gotcha.
Now this has always been a good tool for me, and I asked Juanita to create it last year sometime, where in a snapshot you can just look at where I am from a percentage of budget. It's going to go in the newspaper.
Okay.
So anytime you see a newspaper, it'll be an insert in the newspaper.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we looked at bulk mail, and the prices were so high to mail to 4,000 people, it was just a lot cheaper to stick it in a newspaper.
I'm sure you're aware of the other, there's not a lot of them, but there are several other ports within the Washington State area, navigation area, that will give free tie-up to vessels to come in, go up, have a lunch or something for a couple hours. I'm not suggesting that we change policy on larger vessels, but just on tenders, people anchored out.
Sure.
So, you want any comments or whatever by Monday?
If we could.
Okay, thank you.
And Terry said he doesn't care if you rip it up and start all over again.
Well, the deadline when this goes to press is the middle of next month. So,
right.
I want it because it's the first one to give us plenty of time to look at it. It's basically for non-voters. As a snapshot, it's not intended to give them a great deal of depth. The email address is on every page.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary, I want you to know too, I changed that from port-sponsored events on the front to port-hosted events. Hopefully that will address some of your concerns with the farmer's market hat.
I just don't know whether or not, and I'm gonna bring this to the board tomorrow night, the market board. Hosted, well, we pay, the market pays money, and we have an agreement, so I'm not sure how hosted fits in when I look at the other places. I don't know if they have agreements in place to do what they're doing.
Right.
You know, so I just want to make sure that's clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to change it any way you want.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Wow, 4 million vehicles a year.
Vehicles.
Huh.
They're also going to be giving us 300 additional copies besides what we're going on.
Oh, I wondered about that. Yeah. Okay.
We'll have those available.
Thank you, Terry. Yes, thank you.
I just wanted to note, when you guys look at the policies, that they are just the policies, not the procedures necessarily, so which we are also working on. So if you have any thoughts or anything about that you want to jot down. And then I don't know if Jim, if we were going to bring up anything about the master plan, the work session. We wanted to find out if you're going to be calling in, Steve, to the work session, the next next one that you can go to. I know if we're going to set up a meeting with the OESD, too, but also to work on master plan goals for that are coming up. And we can send you guys some information to prepare for that, but that is something that we want to do at one of you upcoming
work session. Yep. Yeah,
and for everybody to actually be there in person.
Yeah,
because I'll sit and I'll take notes and we'll go through it.
Okay.
Work on goals.
So, do you have a plan for how we're going to do the master plan update?
So what we've done is, Lacey's done a lot of it, I've done some of it. We're going to present you with a document, because a lot of the information is census trends, job trends for Kitsap County. It's stuff that are just facts. And then what we'd like you to do is go through and look at that, make sure we're on track. So Terry's going to help us graphically with it so it looks nice. Then we want to have a work session where we can outline concrete projects, you know, not visioning projects, but actual projects that we can say we're going to build this, we're going to do this, to add into a table of short-term, medium-term, long-term. And then, of course, that document has to go out for public hearing. And we only need by law one public hearing, but I suggest we do two, so that the entire community has a opportunity to weigh in on it. A lot of people hate the word charrette, but sometimes charrettes are really good to have. You know, it will break up a room and people can go around and see different elements of the master plan. At that point, the commission would either adopt it or not. We can make changes based on that. We are in our seventh year, so the master plan was done in 2012. In order to be eligible for RCO grant funding, we have to have it done by January of 2019. Mm-hmm. So we have till the end of the year to get this kind of completed. So that's the plan we're on, unless the commission would like to change that plan.
My reaction is that we've had so many projects that we are just completing. And so coming up with another slate of projects, that seems to me like it'd be helpful to do early and make sure that there's enough time for everyone, us, the community, to digest and react, as opposed to just react, which is the short term.
Lacey and I had that discussion this morning, and I'm quite frankly, struggling to come up with any more than four or five projects that I see in their next 5-10 years. Now, there's some big ones in there, but Terry brought up in that meeting, you know, one of the goals could be a swing set in Mike Wallace Park. I mean, it could be that simple. You know, we want to do this or we want to do that. So, but I'm open to any process you all would like to do.
Or some could be general as well, because we have to have this plan, you know, by law, but it can be a general, so that when we want to go, you know, when we have that specific in mind, maybe in 3 years, that general was there, you know, and approved by the public.
I'd just like to see us really get in the habit of, if we're going to invite people to participate, that they have the opportunity to digest, as opposed to just coming and saying it once and then we got comment, which is right. How a lot of people do it.
Digest and input, too.
And I think I would also like to hear community concepts of things we could do. So it's kind of in the early and often category of hosting that. Okay. So when do you think you might have, we might start the conversation or see a here's how we're doing it, or?
We could probably send you something next week,
okay,
a draft, but then really the meat of it's going to be during a work session.
Okay.
You know, we did this last year, you remember, but we had a whole new commission, a whole different commission. So I want to make sure that I understand this commission and your priority is not what we did last year.
Right. And
we're almost starting back at square one, except for your comments.
So are we basically, looking at the priorities list and starting from there, or?
The priority lists tend not to be projects that are quantifiable. They tend to be, you know, settle this or do that or plan that. We need more constructive. The real world, this isn't really a master plan. This is more of a comprehensive plan. And so we need a complex list of what the port wants to accomplish from a project-specific point of view.
Right.
To answer your question, I think yes, the answer to that question. That's what I was hoping, because the other stuff is more, like he said, facts, it's demographics. It's something that really you can see at the end and we can make it pretty and, you know, but from you guys, we do need that list of goals that we start and then we can go from there with the public and everything. And so I didn't know what, you know, maybe you want to suggest what would be beneficial to you to have even for that, because I could make you copies of every single master plan priority list that we've had maybe in the past,
right.
You want that. Yeah. Or, so I guess what do you need to help with that?
I really like the idea of getting a couple of the last few plans, project lists.
I wondered also about, you know, potential other regional ports as well. One of the things that is an interesting showcase that was a joint project with Kitsap County is the Port of Manchester's stormwater outfall park. And they incorporated a park design with a retrofit of a, you know, 1800s stormwater facility, essentially a big pipe that all this, you know, runoff water, et cetera, is cleaned. And so it was a partnership project that the Port of Manchester did with Kitsap County Public Works. And was quite beneficial, and it is quite a showcase. But if we end up developing something, there's no reason why we couldn't provide some excellent water quality benefits for part of the town facility too here in Kingston. So that's one thought I had at one point.
Well, remember, we can amend this every year. You can amend it as many times as you want. So look at this as a good starting point for us, so the new day.
Well, I think it'll be excellent to have the opportunity for us to really work through what our key priorities are. Terry?
I wanted to mention that I put that centennial ad in as a placeholder. So if, for example, you should decide that you could set a date for a public meeting for this comprehensive plan, we could put that there. I just kind of wanted to be sure we had some place for something if you wanted to add something.
Good. Okay.
So flipping back, I'll do some research and get you guys some examples of some commissions that are, or commissions, some courts that are about our size maybe, and also the last few lists that we've had in our master plans or past master plans.
That would be very helpful.
And then the upcoming May area-wide port meeting, if you will, it's called again.
WPPA.
Thank you.
Spring meeting.
Yeah. That might be interesting to have a discussion then with other ports of our similar size as well. We can set something like that up and chat with them about what they've done with their comp plan.
Do you have a sense of when Frank might, our attorney might come and do the Commissioner 101 briefing?
Whenever you're all ready. So if the three of you can get, it doesn't have to be a normal work session. If there's a day that works for the three of you, come over and do that. He needs about 2 hours probably.
And probably in person would be really, really helpful.
Because he has a whole PowerPoint presentation.
He does. So perhaps you could do a doodle poll and start with Steve.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we were thinking about, so we were discussing earlier today.
Yeah.
So that we can combine it for you guys.
Good. Okay.
But combined with the special meeting, or?
We could do a marathon if you want to have over 2 hours and go right into planning.
Maybe, I don't know.
We could have lunch brought in the middle, so if that's what
that
you
actually
would like.
Could be pretty good.
That's
if
not
you could,
a bad
if
thought,
you could find
actually.
A time.
I mean, I'll look my schedule here when I get back in the morning and communicate that. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And if anybody has scheduling constraints next week, late next week or the week after, in relationship to the Kitsap Transit lease, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one, so I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Are we good with the order? Our next regular meeting is Wednesday, April 25th at 1 p.m. We are talking at this point about a special meeting sometime between now and then. And our work sessions are scheduled for Tuesday, April 10th, Tuesday, April 17th, both at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So. And have you had conversation about how we're
going to... I have rattled that around a little bit. I think that I'm going to be okay probably with doing those. It's not that huge of a problem at this point, but of a fan pool coordinating part of that, that's bizarre. So
if it would help, we could certainly move to 9:30 or something.
Yeah,
if 9 is too early.
Yeah, I don't think 9 is too early.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the 9 is also could be earlier if that was
helpful. Yeah,
so,
right.
In the interim, we'll assume it's 9. Good. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like we're ready to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I would move we adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
And I say yay.
Awesome.